This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 18, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. It looks as if 2008 will be the year the FAA works to catch up with the evolution of so-called amateur-built aircraft constructed from kits. Factory builder assist programs take care to adhere to the letter of the definition of amateur-built, but the FAA and many home builders agree that many are stretching the original spirit of the rule. So, part one of the overhaul is a suspension by the FAA of courtesy inspections of kits, which up till now has allowed buyers to be assured before purchase that the aircraft resulting from a particular kit would meet the 51% rule. The FAA says the next step will be addressing a loophole which allows factory assistance programs to allow builders to claim credit for fabrication tasks shared by professional helpers. The suspension of courtesy inspections of aircraft kits does not affect the individual inspections of finished aircraft for experimental amateur-built airworthiness certificates. A young and growing air show in Arizona has been forced to cancel its event for 2008 due to a lawsuit involving a 2006 crash. The Prescott Daily Courier reported on Friday that the Arizona Skyfest, which had grown to attract 15,000 visitors in its 4 years of existence, has been canceled in 2008. For fears the sponsor money normally used to cover events would be attached for payment of an award in a wrongful death lawsuit. That suit was filed in September by family members of victims of a crash, which occurred when, according to the National Transportation Safety Board, a Piper Cheyenne got too close to a MiG-21 during a photo shoot, encountered the jet's high-velocity jet core exhaust, and slammed upside down into the ground. Among those killed was pilot William Friedman, the air show's executive director, and passenger Warren Parks, the show's operations director. The accident happened 16 miles from Prescott's Ernest A. Love Airport, and current board members say the Prescott Airfare Association, which staged the event, was in no way responsible, has no assets, and has no insurance. The board says it hopes the event can return in 2009. The space shuttle Atlantis has undocked from the International Space Station and is scheduled to land at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida on Wednesday. But NASA says it will have Edwards Air Force Base in California ready as a backup to allow getting the shuttle on the ground as early as possible. NASA says it wants to provide the U.S. military with the widest possible window in which to execute its planned missile intercept of a falling spy satellite, expected this week. Favorable weather for landing the shuttle is expected at both sites. 5 months after he was last seen alive, adventurer Steve Fawcett has been declared legally dead. Cook County, Illinois Circuit Court Judge Jeffrey Malik Friday granted Peggy Fawcett's motion for the declaration, which she needed to begin resolving her husband's estate. When he disappeared, Fawcett was at first thought to have been scouting locations in the Nevada desert for an 800-mile-per-hour land speed record attempt. The team was reportedly considering other options to avoid interfering with other teams running at the Bonneville Salt Flats. But by September 11th last year, 8 days after he disappeared, the search had focused on a 30 to 50 mile radius of the Flying M Ranch where he took off, on the revised assumption he was simply on a pleasure flight. After years spent setting aviation records, Fawcett was inducted into the National Aviation Hall of Fame in July last year. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. An Oregon pilot makes an unsuccessful Cat 3 landing attempt. The U.S. Coast Guard calls off its search for a missing Japanese balloonist. And NATCA continues sparring with the FAA over recruitment of new controllers. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, in my weekly discussion with CFI Bob Miller, we'll talk about how to train for spin awareness without actually doing spins. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.